Anthony Bruno meets architect Guy Haines on a train journey. After a short introduction and conversation, Bruno suggests exchanging murders. He will kill Guy's wife if Haines will kill Bruno's father. This way, both men will get rid of people who are bothering them and move on with their lives. According to Bruno, this is a perfect crime. They will never be caught if the police is not able to find a connection between the two men. However, Guy's sense of guilt and Bruno's obsession with Guy eventually give away their responsibility for the crimes. The novel enjoyed modest success at the time it was published, and only became popular a year later, when director Alfred Hitchcock produced his movie adaptation. Summary: The Plotting of a Murder. Architect Guy Haines is traveling by train to Metcalf, where he hopes to end his marriage to Miriam, who has been unfaithful to him. Guy's reputation as an architect is flourishing, and he wants to settle his divorce to marry his true love, Anne Faulkner. Guy is interrupted by Charles Anthony Bruno, a confident young man who is going on holiday to his mother's home in Santa Fe. Bruno introduces himself and insists on having dinner with Guy. Reluctantly, Guy accepts. As dinner progresses, both men become inebriated, and Bruno, who talks about his hatred of his father, seems increasingly interested in Guy's life. Bruno ends up asking Guy if he has ever thought of murdering someone. Guy responds negatively, but Bruno frantically insists on a suggestion to exchange murders. Bruno will kill Guy's wife and, in exchange, Guy will have to kill Bruno's father. According to Bruno, it will be a perfect crime. The police will not suspect either of them as they are unrelated to their respective victims. Guy feels extremely uncomfortable at Bruno's suggestion and ends dinner, leaving the book he had been reading in Bruno's train compartment. The next day, Guy meets Miriam and she tells him that she wishes to delay the divorce. This disrupts Guy's plans of marrying Anne soon and starting a very important professional project. Bruno sends Guy a letter in which he invites Guy to visit him and reminds him about the murder plan. Guy feels uncomfortable about the letter and does not respond, but Bruno calls him on the phone and finds out that the divorce has been delayed. Bruno retaliates by traveling to Metcalf and strangling Miriam to death while Guy is on holiday with Anne. Guy surrenders to Bruno's pressure. Guy is questioned by the police about Miriam's murder. Although he suspects Bruno might be the murderer, he does not mention him. Bruno proceeds to harass Guy with letters, telephone calls, and unexpected encounters on the street. Guy ignores him, but Bruno issues a warning: if Guy does not kill Bruno's father, Bruno will implicate him in Miriam's murder. Bruno sends him plans to kill his father, including a map of the house and a firearm. As Guy continues to ignore him, Bruno writes to Anne.